Welcome to A Junior VC Unfiltered, your behind-the-scenes look into the AJ VC newsletter team. This is your host, Mazin, and this week I'm joined by Aviral, Shreyans, Rohan, and Omkar. In this episode, we talk about trends in the Indian startup ecosystem and AJ VC's piece about it, 2020 predictions for India startups. So Aviral, after the year that we've had, what gave you and the team the confidence to come up with these predictions?
We are definitely going to be wrong again. After last year, I think nobody can say they can predict anything. But we actually, you know, had done predictions in 2020 last year. I mean, in 2019, the last edition that we did was a 2020 predictions. Surprisingly, we got a lot of it right, primarily because we take long-term views and in general macro trends. And surprisingly or unsurprisingly, COVID has actually accelerated some of those. Obviously, not all were correct, but many of them were. And we gave ourselves ratings. So I'll just go through the six predictions that we did. The first was that logistics will raise the most capital. We actually weren't very far on this one because logistics actually was a very well-funded sector, raising almost $1 billion, but it was outshone by EdTech this year as EdTech probably grew 4x to $2.5 billion almost. Our second one was B2B e-commerce going full stack. That has happened. There are many companies that have continue to raise. Newer models have also come in. If you look at Dukan, Bikai, Khatabook, they're all playing in the same space as Udaan was. And I think this whole stack will continue to expand. Our next prediction was that social commerce will consolidate. I mean, there wasn't any M&A that happened, but there weren't any new startups as well, which means that the winners are tending to take a lot of the market themselves. Another interesting thing that happened is the Facebook Jio deal, which means that WhatsApp is a very big looming player in this ecosystem. We think that everything's moving in the right direction. We predicted that there could be a unicorn. Meesho is almost there. And I don't think we're very far here. Gaming startups will go mainstream. This was bang on. Dream 11 doubled its valuation. Ludo King became the most downloaded app in India. Companies like MPL have scaled really fast. And the lockdown has just accelerated gaming. On the flip side, we expected everyone in fintech to lend, but it's become like this toxic waste that nobody is wanting to touch right now because of the NPAs, but there are still a few companies like Navi, CrazyB, and MoneyTab, which are trying to tap this and expand market share. But we, you know, gave ourselves a 1 on 10 on this one because this didn't happen. Finally, another one that panned out really well was that online brands will proliferate. E-commerce has expanded like crazy in India, expected to go further. Companies like Nykaa, Beardo, Licious, doing really well. Yoga Bar, Country Delight also, and the number of D2C brands are just sprouting like crazy. So, you know, summing our scores across these predictions, we got a 7 on 10. We thought that's good enough to make some audacious predictions this year for 2021.
So with that, let's jump into our predictions for 2021. Shreyans, can you tell us about the predictions for the SaaS and logistics industries?
Sure. So starting off with these predictions, I honestly enjoyed doing each of it. This is kind of different because it comes from within. All of which are very intuitive. And what we thought about SaaS was it is going to be the most funded in 2021, surely because everything is getting remote. And India is literally the dark horse for SaaS for the world. So what we thought was that usually people just speak about Zoho and Freshworks being the kings of SaaS, but there are other startups that India is slowly, you know, gaining attention both in India as well as the world space. So there are five things that in SaaS that we believe that will be taking place in 2021, of which we'll see a lot more vertical enablers that will support the growing number of startups in India, which is like we saw Zenoti, that grew 100% year on year in 2020 because of this whole lockdown situation. We will see a lot more automation in SaaS simultaneously, like these plugin and AI driven chatbots. Yellow Messenger will do really well, and a lot of Indian initiators that will help these SMBs build for Indian usages are bound to come out, surely, because a lot of smartphone is getting proliferated and a lot of data is being used as well simultaneously. Khata book, Pagar book, all of them which have a bright future ahead and a lot more users on their platform. And we would also see a lot more APIs built, startups that would touch international markets with the likes of Postman and Hasura. Apart from that, remote functioning propagators are also a big yes for 2021. AirMeet and many more startups of that sort are bound to do well.
Thanks. And Rohan, if you can tell us a bit more about predictions for the health tech and ed tech industries.
Absolutely, Mazen. I think 2020 and COVID-induced lockdowns were a watershed moment for EdTech in 2020, right? UNESCO said that by March end, which is effectively when countries world over went into a lockdown, almost 80% of the student population was impacted by school closures. Now, when we look at such a huge population, right, not being able to study, a lot of that went, like, this is a very strong tailwind for the EdTech sector. And as a result, we saw, like, massive investments in this space. Specifically, if I talk about India, we had about almost two and a quarter billion worth of investments in the space, and it was one of the top three funded sectors, and the deal count was almost at 84. In terms of the population, right, just about a 260 million strong population for the Indian ecosystem is a very big user base for the tech space. We saw players like Byju's acquiring Vitae Junior, which was a very strong tailwind, like which was a very strong trend for the coding for kids. That's a segment. That particular category in itself was kind of valued at 14 billion. If you look at the M&A, right, we saw a bunch of M&A in the space, which is again led by Byju's. We saw an academy become like almost quadrupling its value. This year, we saw Vedantu coming as a big player. We saw Topper being a big player as well, right? Then there were a bunch of companies like BitClass, Teachmint, ClassPlus, who also kind of saw massive adoption just with the lockdown kind of giving them like a massive tailwind in that. Going to 21, we expect that trend to continue. We might see, let's say, people kind of start going more towards kind of monetizing their existing user base and increasing their revenue. But like we definitely see that increasing, like EdTech will kind of continue to be a strong, let's say, category in 21. Coming to health tech, right, this was definitely, again, in terms of like a priority, health tech was a massive priority this year, just in terms of how we earlier had vaccines that were developed in like 3 to 4 years. Now they were being done in less than a year, which is a testament to the fact that how much progress we made in health tech, one, globally, and second, maybe like in the Indian ecosystem as well. Just in terms of investments, right, we saw the overall investments dip in India from almost $1 billion in 2019 to $500 million to almost $500 million in 2020. But that's, I think, also how we are placed as a health tech ecosystem over here. Now, a lot of people are starting to realize that we can do a lot more, specifically with the Bharat Stack, which was being kind of pioneered this year. we might see a lot more happening in the same space in 21. One of the things that we're also looking at is like players will start to kind of, so we look at virtual telehealth startups, right? We're doing virtual consultations with doctors through video call and things of that sort. We'll start to see a bunch of them kind of moving towards monetization to show that even, let's say, when the lockdowns are kind of off, people start getting vaccinated, it may remain, like it remains a continued trend that people are getting the best healthcare even if the doctor is not in the same city. So we definitely see that some part of that, let's say, trend continuing to stay, drive more towards monetization on that, maybe at a smaller level, and then increase from there.
Thanks, Rohan. Shreyans, can you also tell us a bit about trends in the logistics space and our predictions for that?
Sure. So the logistics space is also kind of a very interesting space, right? Aviral had mentioned that it was one of the highest funded sectors. So they had pumped in a lot of money in logistics beforehand. And Corona hit us. Demand for last mile logistics grew exponentially in most of the places. But these firms were not able to cater to the demand. There was this big issue because of a sudden surge of these demands. A lot of things would slowly be happening in 2021. We feel that manufacturing is slowly moving towards India. So there's a lot more pressure on these firms. With e-commerce growing and becoming a very stable and a big industry, this probably plays a central pillar for the whole economy, right? The whole last mile gig nearly, you know, accounts for 41% of the whole supply chain costs, and most of the logistics firms are also bleeding a lot of money surely because of this, right? So it's big time that logistics firms innovate through strategic measures or technology where they feel that that the costs will reduce in the future, right? So these are like the four to five giveaways rather that technologically we'll see many more smaller firms and niche players coming into the market. And this is like our prediction based on just seeing the global trends and picking up how exactly logistics would, last mile logistics would shape, right? So we would see a lot of firms coming in crowdsourcing logistics, which also can be considered like Uber for logistics, that folks can, you know, any community member can, with authentication, can pick up parcels and deliver it, which is like basically with no added costs and commissions for a little commission. We would see automation in most of these firms or we would see new firms coming out that basically, you know, build on automation. You'd see a lot of IoT integrated with 5G startups if that is rolled out well in India, because a lot of data would be collected and then a lot of predictive analytics can be done based on the customer preference, what he or she likes. Experimentation with drones is always on. A lot of these big firms are already experimenting with drones, but there's a lot of issues. If those are solved, it's a green signal for all these firms. And additionally, we would also see new firms partnering with Kirana stores just to pick up and drop shipments. And this would basically help access them areas that they could never have beforehand, right? Like imagine accessing a remote village of India on the hills. It's pretty hard. So many of these logistics firms would erupt from these tier 2, tier 3 cities as well. Apart from that, a big plus point that we see from the logistics firms is that 2020, as we know, was the year of the problems. 2021 would be the year of the solutions. Many of these last mile firms would partner in distributing these COVID vaccines. We know ShadowFax and Spice, they're already, you know, doing that with their sustainable cold chain network. So they would be operating and helping us out in getting us back on track from this global pandemic.
Omkar, can you tell us a bit about the trends in the agri-tech and social spaces?
Sure, Madan. So the prediction is agri-tech will cross $500 million funding in 2021. And we think that this will primarily happen because of the farm bills. So not necessarily because, but it will be accelerated because of the farm bills. The tech integration will happen in niches like market linkages, warehousing, and farm management, etc. And just to talk about some context, this year AgriTech raised $150 million. So $500 million seems like it's more than three times the amount. But we think that it's doable because there's a similar trend that we are seeing in AgriTech that we saw in microfinance, where as soon as we get some regulatory clarity, VCs will start investing in AgriTech. And even in AgriTech, there are a few trends that we see emerging, like farming will go back to basics, where more indigenous methods and crops will be deployed. Then homes will be converted into farms, where, you know, nowadays people are very health conscious and home veggies will take precedence. So many people start growing food at home. And the third trend we think that will be accelerated because of recession is farmers will turn towards automation to cut costs in the long run. Like they'll depend more on tools to help them do things rather than depending on labor. And the second thing, the second prediction was that everything will go social. So what we mean by this is that there'll be a community layer added to everything in 2021. So what do you mean by community layer? Community layer is basically everyone is sitting at home and is wondering what to do, how to do it, and just turn to anything online using, because access to phones has, you know, phones and internet has increased. So some examples are like learning in the learning space, we have Brainly. In the gaming space, we have Super Gaming. For work, we already know we have Slack, and then a new player, AirMeet. And the most famous one, I think, is Netflix with its watch party feature. So what it means is that at home, it makes you feel like you're a part of a community, you don't feel alone. And so that's the whole thing about everything will go social. And Carrom and Ludo, for example, were, you know, were featured in the top 50 games globally. And India, most of the users are from India because it's an Indian game. So, and India has a lot of potential to convert these people to customers for other social platforms. And another interesting example was that Travis Scott had a fully virtual online event on Fortnite for people that know Fortnite. It's a shooting game. And the people were a part of that whole event, sitting from the comforts of their homes. So yeah, we feel community will be a truly an important part of the 2021 race.
So there you have it, our predictions for 2021. Thank you so much for tuning in to a Junior VC Unfiltered. Join us next Sunday for another episode of the Founders Unfiltered podcast.